It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations, Friday afternoons on All Things Considered, put the spotlight on an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are welcoming the American Cancer Society and hearing about their Hope Lodge program. The Hope Lodge provides a free home away from home for cancer patients and their caregivers. Designed as a residential program for patients in active cancer treatment, it's meant to help patients access the care they need in a supportive, home-like environment where guests can share a meal, join in the evening's activities, unwind in their own private room. Their website notes. We'll learn more about the program and also how we can support it with Michelle Hashimoto. Michelle is manager of the American Cancer Society Clarence T.C. Ching Hope Lodge Hawaii that we have right here in the Aloha State. We welcome her to Helping Hand now. Welcome, Michelle. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
You are quite welcome. And I know that because I've had the American Cancer Society on several times on Helping Hand, so I know a little bit about the, this is a recent thing that I believe 2016 it only came about. So talk a little bit about the background on the lodge and maybe what led to it finally opening.
So, you know, the American Cancer Society has been here for now 205 years almost next week. We have serviced our community in different ways. And since I first started 16 years ago, things have changed. And the way that we service our community has grown, has differed from having people come into our local offices to get services to reaching out to people where their greater need is. Mm. And so now that we're attending to more of the issue of access to care, one of the things that has become a bigger program with the American Cancer Society is our Hope Lodge program. So Hope Lodge is nationwide. We have 32 in the nation that service throughout the states all the way to New York. And Puerto Rico as well. But what we do is we make sure that we attend to those patients who have to travel far away, over an hour away or 40 miles away, to get treatment. And here in the Hawaiian Islands, that's pretty much all the neighbor islands.
Sure.
We even service the outskirts like Makaha side of Waianae, and then, of course, Haula, Laie, Kahuku side, Haleiwa.
Well, with the way you're describing it, it sounds like, are they strategically located throughout the country, or is it more just wherever funds to develop one emerge? Because a lot of people would really have to travel much farther than the people in Hawaii, it sounds like.
Right. Well, most people on the mainland, they would have to drive. They don't fly as much as we do here. But they
not
are
every state has one.
We're the only one actually on the West Coast. The nearest one is Nevada.
Wow, none on the West Coast either.
So we're really, really, it is strategically placed in the sense that if there are, during our environmental assessment, if there are other organizations who cover that kind of service, they might be like the Fisher House here in Hawaii by Tripler, where they service the military as well as international. They might be like the Ronald McDonald House, which services children with different diseases and situations that they have to go through. But we service adult cancer patients who are needing help. And if there aren't already facilities like us, lodging like us, that are in the neighborhood by a major cancer center or major cancer center network, then that's where we try to target new locations for Hope Lodge.
And the funds come to open this one that we just had. How did that get? Where do the funds come from?
Okay, so we are a community-built event, community-built program. So the funds came from organizations, corporations, foundations in our community, even individuals in our community who believed in our dream of wanting a facility to help our patients adult patients going through cancer treatment. And so that's the other part of what you asked earlier is it strategic? So yes, we need to be in a community that will support this for the long run.
Right.
It took $12 million to build this wonderful facility 17 months ago.
Wow.
Of where we opened to our first patient on November 28th, 2016. But in order to sustain it, we need our community to come together and continue funding almost $500,000 a year to make sure that we are here for the long run. We were very blessed by the Queen's development of having our wonderful land practically donated to us.
Mm.
so that we could build Hope Lodge, but for the long run, we need the $500,000 a year to run it. And so that's why if it were in a community that didn't have that foundation of potential support,
it'd be more difficult.
We would close.
Right.
Yeah, and we don't want to close.
And so for folks, was it how many, 24? What is the, how many people, how many rooms are there?
Oh, we have 20 rooms.
20 rooms.
20 guest rooms that house a patient and a caregiver. So we could have up to 40 patients on any given day.
Or 20 patients and their caregivers.
Yeah, 20 patients and their caregivers, so 40 people, okay. 40 guests, yes.
So for the, for folks who, just to get it out there, what are things that people would need to know to qualify for staying there? Because that's one of the things that's so terrible about cancer is it's everywhere you turn around. There's just so many kinds of cancer. There's so many people suffering from cancer. So it's there's probably a lot of people listening who either have to deal with this or know somebody close to them that they love that's dealing with it. So what do people need to know to stay there in terms of technical or other requirement details?
Right. So basically, we don't discriminate, you know, by income or other than age 18 and older, income, race, type of insurance. We evaluate every submission that comes in. So the first thing that they have to know is make sure that if they are coming over an hour away to treatment or 40 miles away, they need to ask their referring professional, their treatment center, may I stay at Hope Lodge?
Okay.
If they don't know about Hope Lodge, because some people don't, ask that question to call the American Cancer Society to find out more information. A lot of patients, different from when I first started in September as manager of Hope Lodge Hawaii, we were getting more referrals by the treatment centers like Queens Medical Center, Palimomi, Straub, Kaiser. Nowadays, we're having a lot more people calling as individuals, patients themselves or caregivers of patients who are asking, how can I learn more about Hope Lodge? How can my loved one or I stay at Hope Lodge? And then they're telling their referring professional, I would like to stay at Hope Lodge. So the very first step to the process is getting a referral, a lodging request form from our facility, the treatment center that's ultimately treating the patient. Sometimes they're coming from the neighbor islands like Kauai or Maui mm-hmm. or Molokai. And the treatment center hasn't seen the patient yet. And so ultimately, we try to coordinate efforts so that ultimately we're servicing the patient with as least amount of drama as possible. So by getting the initial referral from the treatment center, we're able to ask the right questions and then make sure that each patient and caregiver is eligible to stay. Eligible meaning that we do ask 8 questions to each patient, all the way from do you speak English, do you have a service animal, to have you ever been convicted of a crime of violence or right. illegal drugs, just to make sure that the community of Hope Lodge that ultimately stays at Hope Lodge is safe, secure, without any problems going forth. And so once they pass those eligibility questions, it doesn't mean that because you say yes to any particular question that you can't, it's just that means that we have to go through more detailed
analysis
checks.
On
yeah,
who they
to
are.
Make sure everybody is good to go.
And so they need insurance, which they are going to be having if they're coming to get treatment.
Some don't have insurance.
So some people do not need insurance to stay at this.
No. We're a facility that doesn't discriminate based on insurance.
And there's no cost then for people who then are eligible.
No. When they stay at Hope Lodge, there's no cost for lodging, no cost for transportation to their treatment center. All they have to pay for is their own meals.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty heavy. And they're staying there with a caregiver, so it's lodging for two, and the caregiver is right there with the patient as well. There's no cost for them. Right. And they get the transport, so they're right there next to the person.
Right. We require 24 hours a day, 7 days a week caregiver to be with the patient because we're not a medical facility.
Right.
And so we need somebody who is astutely aware of their own patient to
make
sure that they're at a good place. And so the caregiver is the one that usually, if the patient cannot, they're the one to cook for the person, to clean for the person, to make sure that they go to their doctor's appointments, to be the second ear to hear what the doctor or the practitioner is saying to them. And so they're the ones that make sure that the patient gets the information that they need. Because that's a lot to take in.
It is.
They're here.
And it's a lot to be grateful for, to have anyone who's willing to help you and look out for you. I mean, it's limited to people with caregivers, but that's a pretty big bonus just to have someone who's willing to care for you, like you just described, in a 24/7 basis. That's pretty extreme. And
people take off of work.
They take off of life.
Yeah, they come from the mainland. There are sometimes friends who live here on Oahu that, stop their lives to make sure that their friends or family are taken care of. Caregivers are amongst the most amazing people ever.
Yep. No, it's extraordinarily humbling. So people can, obviously, there's a lot of ways to support you guys. Direct donations to help with the $500,000 a year in general needs that you have is one way, right? So people can be inspired. People can say, hey, we could do it as a company and donate the money. Or people can just, anyone listening can donate. I'll have the contact information at the end and you can make a donation online. In addition to that, because there are a lot of people with skills, and as you know, we live in a very unusual place where money is hard to come by and there's a lot of extreme expenses here. So maintenance, you got the private guest rooms, bathrooms. Could you use repair contractors, people who are good with any of that, or do you have all those services covered?
We always look for volunteers who have great skills.
So anyone
there are some things that can be done by volunteers, whether it's gardening or taking care of, the dryers and washing machines.
Right. Well, I mean,
like
somebody who does that for work, maybe who just wants to volunteer to do it, who is the appropriate person, who does do plumbing, not someone who says, I can try to do it, but you'd be interested in hearing from any skilled person who might have had someone in their life touched by cancer and that they realize this could be a way to give back.
Right. And unskilled as well. Mm-hmm. You know, some people think that they don't have a lot of skill or things give. But you know what?
Everyone has something.
Everybody has a way to contribute.
It's a very, very good point, and I don't mean to at all push them out. It was just my first question. I should have started with general. You're welcoming all kinds of volunteers because you have lots of stuff. Food sources, like certified kitchens and stuff, are you in need of anything? Because I noticed at your site it says fully equipped community kitchen for food storage and prep. Anything on that end that you're missing that people could help you with?
You know, some people, we love our volunteer groups who come in and cook for our guests so that the guests don't have to worry about cooking that breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We have people who are coming in to entertain our guests through song, like
music,
a soloist, a duo, a whole choral group if they want to. We've had so many wonderful folks who are just helping to lift the spirits of our guests.
And that's like what you were talking about, like any skill, anyone can bring in something. You're very, very cool.
Even
how you
to read a
out.
Poem or, it's anything. We had a wonderful luminaria ceremony. Luminaria is usually a ceremony that we have at our American Cancer Society Relay for Life events every year, at every event, where the lights are turned down and these candlelit bags in memory of or in honor of someone is dedicated to the fight against cancer. And so we had a luminaria ceremony at Hope Lodge last week, Tuesday, hosted by one of our Relay event leadership teams. And you know what? It brought that little special moment. We love to create those little special moments every single minute, every single hour of the day for our guests. We're here to inspire them, not so that they have to think about their next treatment or their next, pain point, but to really have them think that there's great people that are giving of their hearts and their passion, great communities and great, wonderful, fantastic organizations who give of their time, and whether it's to collect in-kind donations like laundry soap or Swiffer Wet,
which you guys could use there at the place.
Absolutely.
Right. So there's great ideas. And you said another thing like cooking as like a team. So a bunch. So that's another way, if you have other people that you wanted to share this, you know, you can do things by yourself philanthropically to help them, or you can do it as a group, I guess, is the summary on that. Room furnishings, because you guys have gathering areas, great rooms, community dining rooms, anything on the furnishing end, you light on anything, if the tables, chairs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, right now we're quite well furnished. We're actually bringing in our first, exercise equipment, as an enhancement of our Hope Lodge. But, you know, we're only 17 months old. So we have quite a lot of things from our first grand opening that are still in great conditions. But of course, we always need to think about
down the road.
Down the road, we're going to need more mattresses and beds eventually.
Laundry supplies, linens, towels, you're good.
We always need laundry supplies. We always need room cleaning supplies, disinfectants. We always need those toiletries, you know, the ones that you get at the hotel.
Yeah, and like the drive, you were just saying that people do these to gather that stuff. You already sort of answered that question.
Yeah, they do.
And then outdoor reflection, meditation spaces, you were talking about volunteering on, how about yard work, landscaping, outdoor building repairs, any light outdoor stuff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a beautiful Garden of Hope, and our guests will always go out and just reflect and meditate and just look out into the wonderful greenery, which is very healing in itself.
Absolutely.
We host yoga at our location. We would love Tai Chi or
Teaching something?
Yes, yes.
That kind you're of saying? Thing. Like someone who wanted to share like a thing they could teach to?
Yes.
Look
yes.
at that. There's a lot of ways.
Just yes, there's this. A lot of ways. We have a cancer support group that happens the first Wednesday of every month. We have the American Lung Association that comes over to do a coffee talk. Actually, tonight, every third Tuesday of every month. So if other groups want to come and, again, give in their way, then they're welcome to. So we would love people to come in and teach scrapbooking, teach crochet and cross stitch. They don't have to be the expert, but if they're willing to share their knowledge or their passion, we would love those people to come in.
You sometimes people who are running support groups, one of the things they'll say on the show is we'd really like if someone else has gone through this and they just want to participate in a support group, it's really helpful because they're offering their advice and sort of what you're talking about. Right. They're being there, and that's a form of support for others. Could you? So when you said you had some support groups, if anyone would like to share their experiences or be part
absolutely.
Of
it. Absolutely. We've had special speakers before. Many of them are like 3 or 4 time cancer survivors. It's very inspirational when you see them talking right in front of you. So some of them are just really, you know, coaches, like health coaches or exercise coaches. You know, Elena, who is our yoga teacher, a volunteer yoga teacher, she teaches people how to breathe better, you know. So whatever their skill is or their passion is, we can totally integrate them into our community in their way. And we try to encourage our guests to you know, participate. And some of them are very, you know, our guests change every day. Our, you know, average patient stays about 14 days.
Wow.
Our longest patient has been with us for 8 months, shortest a day. And we don't know who's going to be here on that scheduled day when the activity is going on. But you know what? When they're there, we want to give them the best experience ever.
Or most of them, we talked about it, but not that much in terms of like the percentage of folks. Are people from, so if you're from Oahu, are there Oahu guests?
We have had 3 Oahu guests, actually.
Okay, so it generally ends up being mostly people from the other islands.
Right.
Generally speaking.
Right.
Okay,
so almost 60% are from the Big Island, and we have 14% from Kauai, and then Maui 13%. So quite a few. You know, we've serviced 382 unique patients at Hope Lodge, and we really, really are here for every single patient. But of course, there's so many different needs depending on where people are coming from, whether it's more country or more city. But the common denominator is they're far away from home, even if they're on Oahu.
Okay, so they'd be from like the Leeward Coast or somewhere really out of the city.
Yeah, they have to be, because we don't meet the 40 miles, they would have to be the hour drive away from their treatment facility. So in other words, if they came from Makaha, but their treatment was at Queens West, that would not qualify. If they're from Waipahu, of course, they wouldn't qualify going to Queens. But of course, you know, if they're from La'ie and they're coming to Queens, that does qualify.
That's 40 miles?
No, that's 1 hour.
Okay.
1 hour and over 20 minutes. Yeah,
So it's one or the other, either 40 miles away or an hour of driving.
Yeah.
Here's how you can help this remarkable organization that's truly helping some folks who are vulnerable and in need of a helping hand, and lots of ways to do it, obviously. You can do it real quick with a donation, or you could get into any kind of way of sharing the skills that you have or other materials that you've got access to. cancer.org/Hope Lodge Hawaii. You can email them Hope Lodge Hawaii HI, or no, you can email them Hope Lodge Honolulu HI at cancer.org. You can give them a call 24 hours a day at 808-566-8430. You can get all their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. You're very passionate about it. It's different people do these things. You know, I've done this for a while, and I told you why I do it, because of my mom. And everybody does these for different reasons. Sometimes people are just really good at getting publicity for organizations, and that's why they get hired to do it. There's nothing wrong with that. But you just seem very passionate about it. And if it's not too personal of a question, is there a reason? What got you to be so so passionate about doing this?
You know, when I first joined the American Cancer Society 16 years ago, I didn't think that I had any tie to cancer, but I was very blessed that somebody believed in me enough to bring me into the American Cancer Society. And from the very first day, I said, I need to retire from this organization. I love what I do. I remember getting a call when I was going off on my first week of work, and it was a call from a mother who had a seven-year-old who just got diagnosed with medulloblastoma, brain cancer. And she said, I don't know. And at that time, I had less than one-year-old. And she said, I don't know where I can go, what I can do, what is my next step? And I could just think to myself as a young mother, what if I was in her position? Mm. How would I be able to reach out, and who would I reach out to? So working for the American Cancer Society has really taught me how to give in my own way. And my own way is to bring together people. And so working in the community through our Relay for Life and Making Strides Against Breast Cancer events, through our galas that we host locally, on the development side has really given me a passion on the program side, on the mission program side, through Hope Lodge, through our Look Good Feel Better program, through our Road to Recovery program, where we engage our volunteers, our community, to teach them how to fight back, give them an opportunity to fight back in their own way. It really inspires me every single day to know that everybody can make a difference. And if I can even share that little bit of joy to one other person, that helps continue the momentum. And so passion for fighting cancer is just in my blood. And I wouldn't have even known. If I knew this when I was in college, I would be so far ahead. But it took me quite a few years to get to this point. And so I am dedicated to making sure that we are able to service as many people as we can. As an organization.
It's Michelle Hashimoto, manager of the American Cancer Society, Clarence T.C. Ching, Hope Lodge, Hawaii. And a real honor to have you on Helping Hand, and on behalf of all the people that you're helping out, that you have yet to help out. Thanks for doing what you're doing, Michelle. It's inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you so much.